When I told Catherine that I would write a eulogy for her dad, I thought it was going to be an easy task. Just summarize the 60 condolences messages from friends and colleagues. I did, but it was not easy. I had to pause every few lines as I reflected on similar experience I shared with Charlie, occasionally with tears welling in my eyes. Charlie has passed on, and we'll miss his unique personality of tenacity and humor, convoluted in the manner that we do not remember when he was exuberant or sad. He was not a conformist to social norms, but we will remember him as a person with high principle, helpful, and a good heart. Keywords that crop up often in the messages include pioneering spirit, dedication, integrity, professionalism, and tenacity in work and play. As a person, honesty, generosity, and selflessness stood out. He is also known for his refreshingly candid perspectives and direct approach on matters. Many of his staff and younger colleagues remembered him as their respected senior, mentor, and advisor. One staff wrote, "We remember and treasure the person behind a name, the kindness of a smile, the strength of a presence, and life of a mentor, colleague, and friend. His wry humor and candid comments, although at times bordered on offensive to some, become iconic to Boone, as he is commonly known." Boone is a visionary leader with the tenacity to push on his belief, taking on tough challenges which he knew would benefit the community. One message put this succinctly: while most of us spend more time crafting our careers, I think Mr. Boone spent more time on the careers of others in aerospace. 53 years ago, I met Boone, a hardworking and disciplined staff, always focused on the work at hand. Be it working on the aircraft, doing admin work, attending classes, or preparing for exams, his attention to duty was the same, intense and candid at the same time. We soon became close friends, sharing hobbies and interests in aircraft and electronics. It was a time of uncertainty in the industry. Malaysia-Singapore Airlines was about to be split, and trainees like myself and newly graduated trainees like Boone were not certain of future employment. Things turned out better than expected, and Singapore Airlines grew rapidly. Boone saw the need to enhance the status and instill professionalism in the licensed aircraft maintenance engineers to ensure sustainable growth of the aviation industry in Singapore. On 15th of May, 1975, he registered ESLE and became its first president for the next 20 years. 2 years later, I was elected to the EXCO and worked with Boone for the next 18 years. During those 20 years, Singapore's aviation went through several transformations, resulting in having the best airline and the best airport in the world. Boone's pioneering spirit was evident from the very start. With little resources at hand, he launched the aircraft engineer, which provided valuable technical information to engineers and technicians working in the fledgling aerospace industry. By 1980, Boone was deep in the new hobby of computers, home computers. He set up the first bulletin board system, known as BBS at that time, in Singapore. In 1982, when SIA wanted to encourage computer literacy among the staff, ESLE was the obvious choice. We set up SIA Computer Club to conduct computer programming classes and work closely with the newly formed IT department, building a strong friendship between engineering and the Management Services Division. This proved to be very valuable when SIA moved into SAMIS and later SAP. In February 1983, we received a phone call from Hong Kong asking us if we could host the IFA conference, which was scheduled to be held in Bahrain in October that year. There was a war between Iraq and Iran, and they thought it was not safe to go to Bahrain. Boone discussed with me for a couple of hours and decided to take on the challenge. It turned out well, and that laid the foundation for SIAE to host regular conferences during the biennial air shows events in Singapore till today. In 1986, when Singapore Airlines wanted to restore an SP console for its 40th anniversary celebration the following year, Boone again took on the challenge after a short discussion with the Exco. It was one of the most challenging endeavors which received international acclaims. With a strong foundation laid by Boone's conviction on high standards of professionalism among aerospace workers, SLA was recognized as an important player in the future development of aviation in Singapore. We changed our name to SIAE in 1993 to represent the wider aerospace workforce in a flourishing aerospace industry in Singapore. SIAE went on to establish ATTC and AAIS and took on the challenge to formulate and validate over 70 Aero WSQ modules. Boone's vision and tenacity to push for high standards of training aerospace engineers and technicians has contributed much to the growth of Singapore's aerospace industry. His deep knowledge of IT has helped many, young and old, across several generations. His willingness to share his knowledge and always ready to help people in every way will be remembered. Christine, Catherine, Terence, and family, Chiawi has done much for us. I know he loves his family very much. We all share the loss of a man who is respected by friends and colleagues for his selfless commitment to improve our society. Boone, you have done much for all of us in this world. You will be missed by many, but in our minds, you will always be there. May you rest in peace.